Amen. If you would take your Bibles and open to Mark 10. Tonight is a really exciting night for our kids. I love the Awana program. It is a great ministry of our church that is taking the Bible and putting it in their heads. And they're reciting these verses, and our prayer is that God takes the verses and plants them in their hearts. And as we're going through 1 Timothy, and we're talking about guarding the gospel that has been entrusted to us, and talking about how we can lose the gospel in just one generation, and we see that happening in the church at Ephesus. I want you to know that we're talking about the kids. The kids that are in our nursery, the kids that are in our children's church, and the children that are in our sanctuary. They're the ones that are going to have this gospel, this deposit that we are going to pass on to them. And so we learn in our story in Mark 10, Jesus is having adult conversations with adults. The Pharisees are asking him questions about divorce and remarriage, and in the midst of having these conversations, and you know, these are adult conversations with these Pharisees and with his disciples. It says in verse 13 of Mark chapter 10, I think I might have told the guys, Luke. Sorry, guys. Y'all use your own Bibles. Mark 10, verse 13, says, "And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them, but when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.' And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them." Let's pray. Father, we pray tonight in the time we have that, God, you would just press in our hearts the value of our children and the importance that they have in the life of this church and the responsibility that we have as parents and as leaders and as believers to press the gospel into their lives, to teach them the word, and to live out the word in front of them, and to show them that they are valued, valued people in this church. God, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So you can imagine the disciples, they get to the point where they're asking Jesus questions about this whole divorce and remarriage. You know, we're talking in some practical theology and how it plays out in the life of the church. And here come these parents. And they are pressing in and they are bringing these children to Jesus that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuke them. So people apparently are lining up. You know, they want Jesus to bless their child. And this was customary for a leader to do in the Jewish custom. And so people are pressing in, and the disciples are like, "You got to be kidding me. We don't have time for this. We're having a really important conversation right now." So they're rebuking these parents and rebuking these children to go away. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw it, he was indignant. It bothered him. It made him upset with his disciples for the way that they were treating the children. They weren't valuing the children like they ought to be valuing the children. They weren't thinking that they were important enough to come in and take up Jesus' time and to distract from some really good teachable moments. And Jesus becomes indignant with them. Now, when you think about how Jesus sees the children in this story, I think it's safe to say that this is exactly how he sees the children in our church. that he wants them to be involved in the life of the church. He wants them to know that they are valued, that they are worth his time. And so Jesus, being indignant with his disciples, he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." So he uses this situation of the disciples rebuking these children or these parents, and he's going to use this and turn it into a teachable moment. Don't rebuke the children from coming to me. You let them come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. And we learn from the other Gospels who write about this very same story that Jesus is teaching them that no one is going to enter the kingdom of heaven who does not have a childlike faith. And so he's looking at these little children that they're rebuking and saying, "Keep them away from me." And he's going, "Listen, this is an important lesson for you, because anyone who does not receive me like this won't be in the kingdom of heaven." What is Jesus talking about? The little children, there's no question in their minds. Jesus is real. He is alive. Their faith is beautiful, and Jesus points to it and says, this is the kind of faith that people who are believers have. And he says in verse number 15, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and he blessed them, laying his hands on them. So Jesus, we should learn from him. We can become busy in church life and we can treat our children like they're a problem, that they're distracting us or they're not worth our time. And that is sinful. Jesus was indignant with the disciples for acting this way. Jesus says, don't stop the kids from coming to the children from coming to me. He valued them. And, you know, as believers in our church, the conviction will fall in many different ways. For me, it's that, you know, I, as a pastor, I get so busy having these adult conversations and counseling and doing all the things that it's good for a pastor to do that I neglect the little children. And they don't know me. And God convicted me of that. It's been several years ago. But if you pay attention, how I act around children is, man, I want them to know that I love them. I want them to know that I care about them. I've not always been that way. But I became convicted, from this very story, that, man, I want to be involved in their lives. I want them to know that I love them. If I want them to listen to me preach the gospel, they have to know that I love them. And I think that with across the board, if we want the children to one day come out of youth into the sanctuary and not feel like fish out of water, we want them to know that we value them, that we love them, and that we really believe that one day they're going to be the ones that hold up the mantle of the gospel. They're the ones who are going to be charged with protecting the gospel that has been trusted to them. And I think that starts now. You don't want your children to grow up. We don't want our children to graduate and then run out into the world away from Christ because they didn't find a place to belong within God's church. That would be a horrible testimony. You know, and I think that one of the things we need to do in valuing children is valuing the people who sacrifice to work with them week in and week out. All those people who are down in Awana right now, you know them. They sacrificed an entire year of Sunday night worship, Sunday night preaching, to teach children about Jesus. I think we should value that. How do we show them that we value that? We tell them. You know, it really means a lot to me that you would work with the children and make that sacrifice. People who work in the nursery, man, I'm going to tell you what, they are worth their weight in gold. They give up a Sunday morning. Some of them give up too many to teach the children about Jesus. We have children's Sunday school teachers. They give up going to Sunday school with their spouses. They give up going to Sunday school on their own in their own classes to teach children about Jesus. And I know they love to do that, but I want you to understand that they're doing what they're called to do. They're valuing the children. They're thinking that that responsibility to teach them the gospel is important enough that they make sacrifices. And so I want to encourage you not only to, and we value children. I love, one of the things I love about it is when they say their verse, every single child hears an eruption of applause and amens, and I love it. Because you know what that does? It encourages them to keep on doing it. They see that we value that. That is an incredibly great thing for them to do. But I think it's also important for us to value our workers who are making sacrifices to teach them about Jesus. And so I know I gave you a lot of things this morning that I charged you to do, but you know, I want to charge you, just look around and you know, as God lays them on your heart, write them a letter and tell them how much it means to them that they would teach your children. You pass them in the hallway, you're dropping a kid off at nursery. You know, it encourages them, because children ministry can be hard. Can I get an amen? And so part of valuing our children is valuing the people who are being Christ to those children and taking them up in their laps and who are spending time with them, who are loving them and teaching them about Jesus. And so we only had 10 minutes. So there's going to be another sermon where we're actually going to spend the whole time showing how the gospel affects the way we raise our children, how it affects the way we treat children in our church and disciple children in our church. But tonight, I guess I just mostly wanted to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing with the children when they come in and give their verses. And tonight, I know that we will applaud their racing cars, but also to encourage their teachers and all the work that they put into. When you go down there, you're going to see this was no small thing. They really worked hard to prepare this for the children, and it's all about showing them the love of Christ and teaching them about Jesus. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get our children from the nursery, and then we're going to go downstairs, and we're going to go ahead and pray and ask the blessing. I'm assuming there's food because they said pray and ask the blessing, or snacks or something. Does anybody know? Steak and baked potatoes is what? Yeah. So let's pray, ask the blessing on the food, and we'll go down there and love on our children. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the gospel, and we thank you that we have a church that is just filled up with children of all ages. It is a glorious thing to see them running around, to hear them cry, and to see them excited about Jesus, to see them so enthusiastic about quoting their verses. God, I just thank you for that. And I pray that you would continue to use our church to reach out to and to disciple young people. I pray for our youth, even as they're about to have this D-Now weekend, and how that, you know, is a big step in them knowing that they're valued by the people of this church. God, I just pray you bless that and bless our children's ministry. Bless our nursery workers and our Sunday school teachers and our Awana teachers and our Kids for Christ teachers and all those who are weekly sacrificing to teach our little ones about Christ and about the gospel. I pray that you would bless them, God, that you would pour out a blessing on them that they can hardly receive. And I pray that the words of and the edification that comes from your people, God, would just stir them up. And I pray that more people would be involved in nursery and in Sunday school and in Awana and in all the different things that we do for children. God, we love you. Bless the food that we're going to partake of tonight. And I just pray the kids would just be so excited about the support and the love that they get from your people, God. Thank you for this church, and thank you for your love. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.